USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After a week of suffering through the after effects of the back-to-back snowstorms, Texans are now finally getting some relief, according to Governor Greg Abbott.
A total of 162 truck deliveries that have delivered more than 2 million bottles of water. And they, through helicopters and airplanes, they've delivered more than 1.4 million bottles of water.
He also spoke about the power outages and the skyrocketing electric bills.
The Texas Public Utilities Commission called an emergency meeting today to issue a moratorium on customer disconnections for non-payment.
He also said,
I suspect that all power will be fully restored across the state of Texas to every house either later tonight or tomorrow.
Houston reports that 10 people froze to death in their city this past week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
The United States has reached a grim milestone from the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Dan Araki reports.
500,000 Americans have died of the virus as of Sunday, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls that milestone devastating. The chief medical advisor to the White House tells CNN that the death toll from COVID is something unseen in more than a century. That is why he continues to push for public health measures.
It's really horrible. It's something that is historic. It's nothing like we've ever been through in the last 102 years since the 1918 influenza pandemic. People decades from now are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone, you know, in the history of this country. To have these many people to have died from a respiratory-borne infection, it really is a terrible situation that we've been through and that we're still going through.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A new winter storm is taking shape over Nebraska, Iowa, and northern Missouri. Forecasters say the snow is likely to spread to the rest of the Midwest and reach up to Michigan. By Monday, the storm should reach New England. Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin says the Mars rover Perseverance could be a step towards a manned mission to the Red Planet. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending images of the surface of the red planet back to Earth since landing earlier this week. Ingenuity, the helicopter companion to the rover, checked in with Mission Control on Saturday and will soon attempt to become the first helicopter to fly on another planet. Buzz Aldrin believes the mission is a step towards sending a man to Mars. The second man to ever walk on the moon tells Fox News that depending on how the Artemis mission to the moon goes, men walking on Mars could be close behind.
We've got to do a good number of things in Artemis, our manned program to the moon. I don't think we can do both of them at real high intensity. So it's going to take first one at the moon, and then the public is going to be ready to see the next, which will be a sophisticated improvement of these unmanned missions.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.